It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, thanks for downloading the 258th edition of the Lane Mitchell Show weekly podcast. Highlights from the past week's shows and some off-air stuff. For instance, Juno Award-winning Hamilton, Ontario band The Arkells pop by, played us a bunch of songs from their brand new album High Noon. We'll have the interview, the performance, and actually some really big Sonic sessions in the weeks to come as well, including Vance Joy and Broken Bells. Hey, if you enjoy the podcast, be sure to follow me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter at Laneroo, L-A-Y-N-E-R-O-O. Quite possibly the two least creepy places you could follow me.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, are you one of those people who can never seem to keep track of their sunglasses?
Technology to the rescue!
An eyewear company called Zucuri has created sunglasses that will text you when you forget them somewhere. Yeah, so every time you leave your sunglasses behind, you get a text. Cool, right? It's just like having, friends. And did you know the average person in North America eats 23 sticks of butter per year? Which puts butter consumption ahead of margarine for the third year in a row. The revival of butter comes with a growing backlash against processed foods, and new research suggesting that fat is not so bad after all. Still, butter consumption today, while it may seem high, compare that to the 1920s. Back then, we ate on average 72 sticks a year. And NASA is making flying saucers. The space agency speculates that it one day may use a saucer-shaped vehicle to put astronauts on the moon. The low-density supersonic decelerator made a successful trip over the Pacific, blasting 34 miles into the air. Engineers are planning several more test flights next year. Wow, flying saucers. Wouldn't it be a little bit weird, though, when we actually do encounter the aliens and we're driving the same car? And be like, awkward!
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
It's the 49th birthday of author J.K. Rowling. Sort of interesting, she says the idea for the Harry Potter series came to her during a four-hour train delay on a trip from Manchester to London. Also, about 20 years back, she was diagnosed with clinical depression. Her illness was actually the inspiration for the soul-sucking Dementors featured in Harry Potter. Talk about when life gives you lemons. I mean, you or I might slice them up and buy tequila. She turns them into a multi-billion dollar literary empire. To each his own. And you've probably heard by now, Orlando Bloom tried to punch out Justin Bieber. The two had words at a nightclub in Ibiza. Bloom then took a swing at Justin Bieber. So I guess the bottom line here is, there really is a God, and Orlando Bloom is one of his angels. And the next story can be summed up in just four words. Worst camping news ever. Mosquitoes love beer. The American Mosquito Control Association found that there's a significant increase in mosquito landings after drinking just a single beer. They speculate it has to do with the fact that drinking alcohol increases your body heat and thus carbon dioxide production, which tends to draw mosquitoes.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
So you heard Orlando Bloom tried to punch Bieber earlier this week. The fight was reportedly over Bloom's ex, Miranda Kerr, with whom Bieber was reportedly flirting. She, however, denies that the two ever hooked up. She's 30, okay? How old is Bieber, exactly? I mean, clearly not old enough to grow more than a shadow of a mustache. Really more of a ghost of a mustache. It's almost like a mustache once died a horrible death and is now damned to haunt his upper lip forever. And with Stampede season wrapped up for another year, many of us are left wondering, is there anything we can't deep fry? The answer is no. A carnival in the UK has started selling deep-fried alcohol. It's basically sponge cake soaked in booze, then battered and fried. So now you can relapse and cheat on your diet at the same time. Yeah, hit rock bottom in just one fluid motion. And bestrestroom.com has once again released its list of Canada's best washrooms. Just one Alberta candidate made the list, the one at the Calgary Zoo. To be fair, though, when you've spent the last 4 hours smelling monkey cage and watching giant African elephants carpet bombing their pens, I feel like pretty much anything would seem nice and clean.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
It was on this date in 1693, Dom Perignon invented champagne. It was also on this day, 1943, Silly Putty was invented. Now, while I don't imagine either plays a huge role in your life, I did find it kind of funny. Champagne and Silly Putty, invented on the same day. And Chad Kroeger bought Avril Lavigne a 17-carat diamond ring for their one-year anniversary. But before you go getting all jealous, honey, does it make you coffee like the Keurig I bought you for our anniversary? Yeah, I didn't think so. And a woman in the UK caused her flight to make an emergency landing after she got drunk and started attacking the flight crew with her prosthetic leg. The argument ensued after the flight crew refused her request for cigarettes and a parachute. How do you deal with a situation like that? She's missing a leg. Fighting back is not gonna look good. What, do you offer an extra packet of bits and bites? And scientists in Spain have developed a special ice cream that changes color as you lick it. That's right, still no cure for cancer, but we can make ice cream that'll make your mouth look like you've been hosting a rave in there.
It's a Sonic Session. Another live-to-digital performance in the Booster Juice Listener Lounge from Sonic 1029. Enjoy the acoustics. They look good on you.
Welcome, everyone, to Sonic 1029's Booster Juice Listener Lounge. Joining us today, a Juno Award-winning Hamilton, Ontario band releasing a brand new album next month called High Noon, The Arkells.
Thanks.
I'm just excited. Let's start with a song. Get right into it. Never thought this would happen. Arkells, everyone.
This is a summer campfire jam.
2, 3, 4.
I'm beating the drum all night, dancing naked around a fire. Leaving trouble behind, swimming in the water. We found the tent with the flashlight. We were looking for a hideout. And when you're praying for no strings, sometimes you get tied down. And I never thought that this would happen. And you got out weird after the weekend. Sometimes you make out with an old friend. It happens. And I ran it first and I'm sliding in a second. Hey. Well, she could never hold her tongue much. And when I bit her lip hard, expected some review like 2 out of 5 stars. But in a moment she revealed that she was no different. We were just kids, nervous breathing. Show me some forgiveness, how may I? And I never thought that this would happen. And you got out weird after the weekend. Sometimes you make out with an old friend. And I ran it first and I'm sliding in a second. And if you don't know, then I don't know how these things go. Canadian summer dress code now. Now in your woolly socks and Birkenstocks, what will they say about us? At the hour of the evening, rest assured, the night will carry on without us. But if we have to play one card and say we both blacked out, my friends seem to trust us. They believe this silly kind of cop out. Here we go. And I never thought that this would happen. And you got out weird after the weekend. Sometimes you make out with an old friend. Sometimes. And I ran it first and I'm sliding in a second. And if you don't know, then I don't know how these things go. Ooh, 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 ooh. that this would happen. Clap your hands if you don't got a booster juice. And I got out with after the weekend. Some product placement. And I, you make out with an old friend. And I ran it first and I'm sliding in a second. Keep that up, okay? Keep it going. And I never thought that this would happen. And you got all weird, you got all strange. Sometimes you make out with an old friend. And I ran it first and I'm sliding in a second. And if you don't know, then I don't know how these things go. Ooh, 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 ooh. Thank you. You sound great.
C.R. Kell's right there.
I was worried about the booster juice screwing up the clapping, so I'm just going to give the warning to the listeners.
Last time we spoke was about a year ago. I caught your performance at K-Days last year. You guys sounded incredible, but since then, catch us up. What have the Arkells been up to?
We've been working on these new songs. That was in July last year, probably. Yeah, so we most of last summer we were working on the new record on these new songs. And in October, we went out to Los Angeles and recorded the record, most of the record. And then we finished it in Toronto a couple months ago. And it's coming out in August. So, yeah, it's been busy. But a different kind of busy. Normally busy is like on the road, getting in the van, being on a bus, and touring, but this kind of busy was like hunkering down and writing new songs.
So High Noon, why call the album High Noon?
It's a lyric in the first song on the record, Fake Money. And I don't know, High Noon is the name of an old Western from the 50s, and the record has a lot of sort of cinematic moments. We hired like a string section for a number of the songs. Actually, that song, we have a string section on it. And also, the record's a little more probably confrontational than the last couple records. It's like sort of addressing a lot of sort of like political themes. And I like the idea of like High Noon sort of represents sort of a point of confrontation and in a kind of an interesting way, imagery-wise, I'd say.
So it's not like a super-duper early 420.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, come on.
I was curious.
Someone had to make a stoner joke, huh? All right. We've gotten that actually on Twitter a couple times. Grow up, people.
Leave it for me for things to get deep.
Yeah.
One thing I really noticed about this album, a lot more sort of upfront synths, gated percussion, sort of like an 80s pop rock record, like
yeah.
A modern one.
You know, we definitely, the record's pretty diverse, actually. We finished the record, actually, in Toronto with this producer named Eric Ratz. And so there's some real rock and roll bangers. He's done stuff with like Metric and Billy Talent and Monster Truck. And we had a great time working with him on three of the songs. But one of the reasons why we went to Los Angeles was this guy named Tony Hoffer, who worked on the M83 record, Fits in the Tantrums, The Kooks, Belle and Sebastian. So he had a real range of bands that we love that he's like worked either mixing or producing. And so we were really excited to just do something different that didn't sound like the first two records.
Well, it still sounds distinctly Arkell, so, I mean, congratulations
yeah.
on that.
You know? Well, that's the thing. We always figure as long as it's the five of us playing, that'll be the thread. But then it's, you know, it's sort of up to us how adventurous we want to get with some of the production stylings, and we really went to town on that stuff.
Well, how else does High Noon differ from Jackson Square or even Michigan Left?
Like, how else does it differ? I think, like Max was saying, we always like trying to, you know, integrate new instruments and new ways of writing the record. Like this time, we kind of hunkered down in Hamilton and was like 5 days a week. We went in; it was almost like kind of like a job in a way, but it was really fun. Like we had this kind of discipline that I don't think we'd ever really had before to go in every day and like, you know, tackle ideas. And it was really fun. And we had a great space in Hamilton that had these huge windows that like let in the light, which is different than most rehearsal spaces, which are like dank and you hear metal bands in the background and you're just like, what am I doing here? But this was a little better. Like it really inspired us to make music that felt good.
We told people it was 9 to 5, but it was more it was like 11 to 3.
Yeah.
With a
big lunch.
Yeah.
But the string section, though, that's legit.
Yeah. Actually, Anthony, you know, wrote all the string parts. So, and then we hired some players.
But it was very cool, like, watching them play the songs. Like, we had never had an experience like that. It was very cool.
It's like writing a symphony.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's impressive. How
Not
did you
quite,
get into
I mean,
that?
There's only four players, right?
It's like writing a baby symphony.
Yeah.
Baby steps is what we're trying
I had a
to
lot
do.
Of help from Igor, who I guess works for the Hamilton Orchestra.
Right? Yeah, he's like a local composer. And yeah, but yeah, it was cool. And the cool thing about Tony Hoffer working with him is that he kind of liked all kinds of music. He wasn't like a folk guy or he wasn't a pop guy. He wasn't a rock guy. He just kind of liked everything. He was just like, as long as it's exciting, it's good. So I throw a reference at him. Like, ooh, I like that. Ooh, I like that. He was very open. And I think for the band, as music listeners, we love like a lot of different kinds of music. Like obviously we sort of grew up on rock and roll, but we love like some modern pop music. We love like kind of heavier punk music. We love hip hop. And so we could throw a reference at him. And even if it doesn't sound like we're trying to reference Kanye, there might be a moment in one of the songs where you're like, oh, let's do that weird thing Kanye did in one of the songs. And it's, and so that was, it was really fun to collaborate with him on that.
Yeah. I mean, rock and roll people who listen to nothing but rock, that's kind of like, that's musical inbreeding.
You know? It's kind of boring to us. So yeah, we definitely want it to not be like constrained by any expectations.
Well, the next song you're going to play for us is a track called 1111.
Yeah. This is a romantic one, boys and girls.
You were all done up, but it wasn't for me. You were up at the front, tapping your feet. I was back at the bar, you had your eyes on the stage. You had an X on your hand to tell him your age. I didn't put my money on it, but I was hoping that you would be here. I was something that you ever wanted. I'm all ears, I'm all ears. You made a wish at 11:11. I held your hips at 12:34. There was a kiss just waiting to happen. A cab was calling outside the door. And oh, I knew from the beginning. Oh, it was you from the beginning. Excuses disguised, all the ones before. I've been convincing myself they could be something more. I said, if you go home, get on the phone and tell your girlfriends about me, then I'll go home and sleep on my own and dream of a girl named Lonnie. I couldn't hold a candle to you, but you were glowing in the dark. I was nervous just standing with you. You were glowing in the dark. Yes, you were. You made a wish at 11:11. I held your hips at 12:34. There was a kiss just waiting to happen. A cab was calling outside the door. And oh, I knew from the beginning. Oh, it was you from the beginning. And you weren't even trying. Your dirty blonde hair, it had me going wild. You were a little bit shy then. There's no denying something so true. You made a wish at 11:11. I had your hips at 12:34. There was a kiss just waiting to happen. A cab was calling outside that door. And oh, I knew from the beginning. Oh, it was you from the beginning. It was you from the beginning.
Thank you.
See, our Kells in the Sonic Listener Lounge. You guys played the Calgary Stampede last night. Which, sorry for telling people. I know that's like saying you slept with an ugly girl. If we won't hold it against you.
Shots fired in Edmonton.
I was just thinking, though, that's got to be such a different kind of show for you guys to play in terms of audience composition. You know, you play at, say, the Starlight Room. Mm-hmm. It's all people who are just there to see you.
Yeah.
And it's like playing a show in front of a crowd, a massive crowd of strangers.
No, you know what? It was mostly our Kells fans there. It was weird. Like, we played in this tent. I guess, like, every, like, lot is just open to be made a tent in Calgary during the Stampede. So we were in this random tent, and we got there, and there was, like, the place was surrounded by cowboys and cowgirls. And so we're like, I don't know how this is going to go. And it was a paid event, though. So if people wanted to go to the show, they needed to spend, you know, $30 or whatever to see the band. And then slowly but surely, all these people not wearing cowboy hats...
Edmontonians, we call them.
We're walking around. They're like, am I in the right place right now? But then by the time we hit the stage at 10 o'clock, it was like just packed with Arkells fans. And then along the sides, kind of in like the beer garden area, there was like cowboys. And they were like a little like kind of they're interested in what was going on. And I wore a cowboy hat to bridge the gap. And they seemed to like that. We played a song with a harmonica in it, and they appreciated it. So it was cool, man. Like, we don't discriminate, especially this day and age, as I was saying. People aren't as, like, stuck to their genres. And I think most people there, like, dressed up, don't normally dress up like that. They just, you know, everyone just does that in Calgary for the week. So
it's amazing how many people can't pull off a cowboy hat, right?
Yeah, well, you know what, though? I posted a picture on our Instagram, and it got, like, 1,000 likes in a cowboy hat. Sorry.
Yeah, cowboy hats.
I can pull it off pretty damn well.
Maybe they just don't make cowboy hats in size like 14XL or whatever this is. I noticed when you were playing, never thought this would happen, baseball reference, sliding into second. I am not a sports guy. You're a big sports guy,
yeah,
I get
yeah,
the
yeah.
impression.
It's also like a sexual innuendo, too. Like, so I am a
I'll
sports
let you know
fan.
When I get there.
Yeah. yeah, no,
so
I mean.
Could be the night.
We're actually, yeah, we do definitely have some, like, a lot of sports reference. It's a lot of the stuff I read is sports journalism and things, so it always kind of creeps into the Arkells stuff. But cool thing that actually just happened, like, twice in the last 2 weeks. Scene Fest in St. Catharines, Ontario, a kid came up and had an Agent Zero tattoo. And so we have a song on the last record named Agent Zero. It's about Gilbert Arenas, who's formerly a professional basketball player. It kind of tells his story. And then in Edmonton... in Calgary yesterday, another kid came to the show and had a sleeve that was Agent Zero tattoo, like inspired by the song. And it was pretty, like, I don't have any tattoos. I was like, you're getting a tattoo of one of our songs? That's crazy. So it was really cool. And then he came on stage during the show. Like, I saw him in the audience because I'd seen him before earlier in the day. I was like, get on up here. And he sang the whole song with us. So
it was actually awesome. Cool. He crowd surfed to the stage.
Yeah.
It was really, it was
yeah,
really
was, like,
pretty
towards
cool.
The back, I was like, hey, where's our man? Agent Zero tattoo. And then, yeah, and then like three, like 30 seconds later, he's just like, oh, there he's coming.
Yeah, floated on
you
up.
Made that guy's life is what you're telling me.
Yeah, I know. It was cool. It was a moment.
Yeah.
The new album also available, limited edition clear vinyl. How do we get our hands on that if we're a huge Arkells fan?
Yeah, I think you just go to our website. It's right on. Let's go to arkellsmusic.com, and it's right there. So
it's
limited edition. I'm not sure exactly how many, but
yeah,
once they run out, they run out. But
yeah, well, for Jackson Square, we made purple ones and only like a run of 200, and they're gone. And people are always asking us, how can
Who's
I get a
the huge
one?
Vinyl fan in the band?
Mikey.
Yeah, definitely
yeah.
me.
Actually,
yeah,
I got a few.
What's the prize jewel, the crown jewel in your collection?
I have some like nerdy other musical likes. Like, I like this album Getz and Gilberto. It's like you know the girl from Ipanema, that song. It's like on there. It's like really like lounge jazz, but it's hard to find. So
it's like Garner Andrews background music.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's like hang. If you come to my places, yeah, it's like weird. It's like people come in, they're like,
I saw the poster for him in your hallway here. That's sort of what Mike looks like at home. He's yeah, like a tank top, eating weird meat and stuff.
Yeah. Listening to odd jazz, yeah.
Well, again, the album is called High Noon. It's out August 5th. You can pre-order it now. When can we expect the Arkells back in Edmonton proper for a show?
We're gonna keep you waiting. Probably might be 2015, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was earlier too. So, yeah, you'll be hearing from us. Don't you worry.
And one last song to wrap up with, one you may just recognize from the radio. Come to Light, the Arkells, everyone.
This is our best Don Henley Eagles impression. One, two, three, four.
chicken there. I felt peace and calm. The underpass will keep us from harm. And the wipers moved like some waving arms. We were flashing headlights at coming cars. But up in the distance, even in the dead of night, if we can make it to the morning, we could get things right. It's been a tough go lately. I ain't choosing sides, but what we do in the darkness will come to light, alright. It'll come to light, alright. Shelter me, you hold me close so tenderly, and with my headphones on as I fall asleep, you're my barricade from intruding dreams. But up in the distance, even in the dead of night, if we can make it to the morning, we can get things right. It's been a tough go lately. I ain't choosing sides, but what we do in the darkness will come to light, all right. It'll come to light, all right. It'll come to light, all right. Ooh, and in silence fell when I picked up. Words hit me hard and like a 1-2 punch. So I went home to face the storm, and the thought of you, it keeps me warm. But up in the distance, even in the dead of night, we can make it to the morning. We could get things right. It's been a tough go lately. I hate choosing sides. What we do in the darkness, yeah. What we do in the darkness comes to light. When everything went wrong, you're keeping my head on. And in time, the things that hurt today will begin.
Lane Mitchell, Lane Show. Mitchell Show podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at sonic1029.com.